Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Robbie singing, I Bowed on My Knees and Cried Holy, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled, Our Gracious Creator, from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 3.
I dreamed of a city called glory, so bright and so fair. When I entered the gate, I cried holy. The angels all met me there. They carried me from mansion to mansion. Oh, the sights I saw. But I said, I want to see Jesus, the one who died for all. Then I bowed on my knees and cried, holy. My hands and sang glory, glory to the Son of God. As I enter of that city, my loved ones all knew me well. They took me down the streets of heaven. And Isaac, I talked with Mark and Timothy. But whoa, whoa, but I said, I want to see Jesus. He's the one who died for me. I bowed on my knees and cried, holy.
Taking you somewhere. Amen. The God that is in control. The God that is on your side. The God that is your every provision. The God that will never fail you when family has failed you. When friends have failed you. When the world has failed you. He's a God who'll never fail you. Amen. Give Him praise. Amen. You're God's. This church is His. This world is His. You may think, man, Satan owns it. No, He doesn't. No, He doesn't. God does not make mistakes. Even in the waywardness, the weariness, and today in the places of our lives that we find ourselves, God's still in control. And the God who's created you is the God who has redeemed you. And if you're not redeemed, He's the God who will redeem you. If this God, who arranged all the events in creation, and provided salvation, and He's the God of your life today, let me tell you what. He will bring good to you. And He will bless you beyond measure. That's if you're a Christian. If you're not a Christian, I'm glad to tell you today, you can be. Well, preacher, I'm doing the best that I can. I didn't ask you that. I didn't ask you what church you're a member of. I didn't ask you whose hand you've shaken. I didn't ask you what was your lineage of your family line. I didn't ask you anything like that. I'm asking you one specific, particular question. Are you redeemed by God? Because I'm going to tell you, you won't get into heaven without it. And you will not be blessed in this life without Him. And if you need today need a blessing and you need a touch from God, only He today can provide that. You can't change your life, but God can change it. God can change everything. You can't bridge the gap, but Jesus already has by the means of the cross. Amen? Jesus Christ is the bridge, and you've got to come to this bridge and come to Him. And today He'll make a way for you. You've got to see yourself as a sinner, all have sinned. You've got to see yourself that He is your Redeemer. God commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And you've got to call upon Him, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. See, the God of Genesis 1:1 is the very door to God. You can't get into the rest of the Bible until you come through the door that God's provided. And that's His Son, Jesus Christ. And you know what's so amazing about Him today? He stands with His arms open, pleading, all that will come to Me, I will in no wise cast out. The door is Jesus. For as declared in John 14:6, He's the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the Genesis. He's the beginning of a new life for you. Are you tired of living? I mean, you entered 2017, you said, oh, it's got to be. I read some of those posts on Facebook. And people, oh, I tell you, I'm so glad 2016 is over. I'm so glad that we're going to get better days ahead. And you know what? Flipping the calendar and changing a day has not done a thing. But I tell you who will make a difference in your life. He's the sweetest name you'll ever know and ever hear. And that's the name of Jesus. He has opened His arms and He's calling and pleading for us to come to Him today. He's asking you to come in salvation. He's asking you to come in surrender today. This is the unsearchable riches of God. This is the solution. This is what you're seeking, and He is here for you today. If you will anchor your faith in God, in His Word, in His presence, in His promise, you today can certainly live in the victory that He has for you today. God, in His goodness, has come in the person of Jesus. And therefore today, your life can be changed today. Amen. Even your eternity can be changed today. In the beginning, God is calling you and I today to put your faith in Him. Amen. You got struggles? I would dare say if I asked for you to show your hands, everybody in this room, somewhere in life, you've got a struggle. You need answers? Every one of us need answers. You need Jesus? He's here for you today. Would you bow your heads for a moment? I don't know what need may exist in your life, but I do know that there's a God who will supply that need. He simply asks you to come. Today, let me ask you a question. Heads are bowed and no one's looking around. Just the preacher and Almighty God's in this room, seeing and knows your heart. Have you ever come to a place and a position in life that you've seen yourself really as you are, sinner, undone, and without Christ? Have you ever come to the realization today that your life is empty without Him? Have you invited Him into your heart and your life? And if not, today you say, "Preacher, pray for me. I won't do nothing to embarrass you. I won't hurt you or humiliate you. I'll remember you in my own personal prayer life." But you would say, "Pastor Carlton, I just don't know if I'm saved or not. And I want to know that. Keep me in your prayer life." Would you just simply do one thing? Quickly. So slip your hand up. Slip it back down. Thank you. Anyone else today? "Pastor, pray for me. I don't know if I know Him. Pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. I want to pray for you right now." Would you today, if you're lost and don't know Christ, would you pray this prayer with me right now? Meaning it with your heart. "Dear God in heaven, I'm lost. I need your salvation. I know that you sent your Son, Jesus, to die for my sins on the cross. Forgive me, O Lord. Come into my heart. Come into my life and save me right now. I claim it done on the authority of your word. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name." Heads bowed, still closed. Eyes are still closed. You prayed that prayer a moment ago and you asked the Lord into your life. I'm going to ask you one more time. If you meant business with God and you asked Him into your life, would you slip your hand up right now and slip it back down? "Preacher, I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life. Preacher, I ask Christ to forgive me. I ask Christ to save me." Let's stand to our feet. I don't know what needs may reside on your heart and your life today, but I want you to know there's a God. In the beginning, God, this same God is here for you right now. Will you come to Him? Father, I pray that the convicting power of the Holy Ghost will fall on us today. We all need to come and say, "Lord, help me to live for you in this new year. Help me to be surrendered. Help me to be sold out. Help me to be filled with your Spirit. Help me, Lord, to be anchored upon you today, the rock of my salvation. Help me, God, just to be the best that I can be for you." Oh, Lord, move on our hearts and our lives right now. And Lord, for those who may have struggles and trials and difficulties and problems in their life, I pray that, Lord, you'll deal on their life today too. Will you come right now?
Have you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program today? If you have, we'd love to hear from you. Write us a letter, Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, that's two words, Blue Ridge, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Or email our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, the letter A, and duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Thank you, and have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.